You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tuesday, March 12th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about the quest to give AI chatbots a hand and an arm. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Peter Chen, CEO of the robot software company Covariant, sits in front of a chatbot interface resembling the one used to communicate with ChatGPT. "Show me the tote in front of you," he types. In reply, a video feed appears revealing a robot arm over a bin containing various items, a pair of socks, a tube of chips, and an apple among them. The chatbot can discuss the items it sees, but also manipulate them. When Wired suggests Chen ask it to grab a piece of fruit, the arm reaches down, gently grabs the apple, and then moves it to another bin nearby. This hands-on chatbot is a step toward giving robots the kind of general and flexible capabilities exhibited by programs like ChatGPT. There is hope that AI could finally fix the long-standing difficulty of programming robots and having them do more than a narrow set of chores. "It's not at all controversial at this point to say that foundation models are the future of robotics," Chen says, using a term for large-scale, general-purpose machine learning models developed for a particular domain. The handy chatbot he showed me is powered by a model developed by Covariant called RFM1 for Robot Foundation Model. Like those behind ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, and other chatbots, it has been trained with large amounts of text, but it has also been fed video and hardware control and motion data from tens of millions of examples of robot movements sourced from the labor in the physical world. Including that extra data produces a model not only fluent in language, but also in action, and that is able to connect the two. RFM1 can not only chat and control a robot arm, but also generate videos showing robots doing different chores. When prompted, RFM1 will show how a robot should grab an object from a cluttered bin. It can take in all of these different modalities that matter to robotics, and it can also output any of them, says Chen. It's a little bit mind-blowing. The model has also shown it can learn to control similar hardware not in its training data. With further training, this might even mean that the same general model could operate a humanoid robot, says Peter Abiel, co-founder and chief scientist of Covariant, who has pioneered robot learning. In 2010, he led a project that trained a robot to fold towels, albeit slowly, and he also worked with OpenAI before it stopped doing robot research. Covariant, founded in 2017, currently sells software that uses machine learning to let robot arms pick items out of bins in warehouses, but they are usually limited to the task they've been training for. Abiel says that models like RFM1 could allow robots to turn their grips to new tasks much more frequently. He compares Covariant's strategy to how Tesla uses data from cars it has sold to train its self-driving algorithms. "It's kind of the same thing here that we're playing out," he says. Abiel and his Covariant colleagues are far from the only roboticists hoping that the capabilities of the large language models behind ChatGPT and similar programs might bring about a revolution in robotics. Projects like RFM1 have shown promising early results, but how much data may be required to train models that make robots that have much more general abilities and how to gather it is an open question. The main challenge is that the data has not been available in the same way that you can just download text and images or videos on the internet, says Pulkit Agrawal, a professor at MIT who works on AI and robotics. As they try to figure that out, many researchers are trying to generate data for training robots, Agrawal says. This includes collecting data from videos showing humans performing tasks or from simulations featuring robots. Google DeepMind, the search giant's AI group, is one of the bigger AI players working on this approach. Last year, its researchers developed their own AI models for robots called RT2. Last November, the same team released RTX, a dataset of millions of robot actions sourced from different machines doing different tasks. Agrawal says that Covariant's huge trove of robot arm data from its deployments with customers is undoubtedly useful, but notes that it is limited for the moment to a particular range of tasks. Right now, it mostly sells to companies doing only certain warehouse tasks. If you want to pick up a screw and screw it in or peel a piece of ginger, that isn't really a pick-and-place problem, he says. An intriguing aspect of the work Covariant is doing is that it can help the underlying AI models better understand the physics of the world. Abil notes that compared to OpenAI's remarkably realistic video model Sora, which can struggle to render accurate human anatomy and basic physics, RFM1 has a better grasp of what is and isn't possible in the real world. I'm not saying it's perfect, but it has a pretty good understanding, he says. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, Airbnb bans all indoor security cameras. Checking in on Wired Science, get ready to eat pond plants. And on Wired Security, Google is getting thousands of deepfake porn complaints. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.